Welcome to the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one show to bring you all things Club America in English, from tactical analysis to player updates. We've got you covered on all the latest news on Las Águilas. Now, let's start the show. This is the Eagle Eye Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. Today, we're going to be recapping that semi-final dramatic twist and turns that everything happened at the Estadio Azteca and away at the Estadio Afonso Lastras. And of course, we're going to be talking about the final, previewing it. 4 years since we've been in discussion of a final, and it's going to be pretty fun, pretty interesting. A lot to talk about, a lot to kind of, you know, dissect and dig into. So let's just get started. And joining me, of course, across the board, we have quite a packed house tonight. And I'm going to start off here at the bottom of me is none other than New York's favorite resident, Christian Rosendo. Christian, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, brother. I hope everyone's doing well. Obviously, ecstatic that we finally made another final after 4 years. You know, it was a long time overdue. I think that we've done enough to be in finals in the previous seasons, but thankfully everything worked out. Thankfully we got through the hurdle that was San Luis, and now we have a couple more days left to kind of really enjoy this and see where it takes. And hopefully, finally the elusive 14 comes home.
I know we're all going to be dreaming about that 14th, and until that becomes a reality, we're going to be itching and we're going to be dreaming about it. But all right, let me introduce your basically next door neighbor. It is none other than AJ himself. AJ, how are you, my friend?
Doing good. Finally, it's been a while in a final. Maybe I might have emotions for this team again, because I've been null of emotions from this team ever since we lost in 2019, but maybe this might be the time, you know. I might have lagrimas of joy if we live the port. So I'm hoping that will end up happening.
Of course, absolutely. And I think we will all join you in shedding a tear or two if Henry Martin does lift that trophy come Sunday. And then, of course, let me introduce the man who's keeping his word after last episode, where he said if America finally gets through that hurdle of semifinals, he would come on the podcast and he would show his beautiful, gorgeous face. It is none other than SoCal's Chris Rivera. Chris, how are you?
Don't lie to me. Don't add the beautiful part.
Hey, everything can be subjective here, but I'm just saying.
All right. Well, I feel good, man. I had to keep my word. I'm very shy, if you can tell, but... But, you know, I'm happy. I had to do something like that in order for us to pass through, I feel, you know. But
absolutely.
Now the next step is that title.
No, of course. And I think we're all feeling like that right now. And we're all itching for that 14th, like we mentioned with Chris, with Christian, excuse me. We got Louis here. Louis on the chat. He says the final goes to penalties. Although he's already jumping the gun already. Damn, that's just not ideal. Not ideal, Louis. This is not what we want to live up to. But our favorite and beloved Cowboy will be joining us a little bit later during the show. So keep an eye out for that. Dylan will be making an appearance. He's running just a little late, but he will be making it to talk about the final. But all right, gentlemen, before we do, you know, start digging into what the game is going to be on Thursday and Sunday, we first of all have to talk about that hurdle, that oh-so hurdle that we have been aching to get over for the past 3 years, almost four to be exact. So how did you guys feel? Because I posed the question last week on Monday when we podcasted, what were the chances of this game being kind of sealed and done for America in the first leg? And Christian, you mentioned this specifically. If America's firing on all cylinders, they're at their best, then of course the game could be wrapped up. And that's exactly, I think, what we saw in the game on Wednesday.
Right. No, so it was beautiful. I think that we were all relieved. We were all shocked. We all were just finally like so ecstatic. This America just go out there and just take it by the, I guess, you know, this by the horn. We showed up. We proved that we were the best team in the league. We did everything right. I don't think we did one thing wrong that whole game. And, you know, if that kind of helped us, right? It helped us in the sense that, like, we can go into a semifinal match away leg, more relaxed, not having to take a goal or not having to kind of put the two numbers in our head saying, oh, if the score ends like this, so we still go through. It was one of those feelings where you kind of knew you were in the final, even though you didn't want to say it, but we all kind of just felt that we were already in the final, right? And we haven't had one of those in so many years. I was so happy after the first half. Like, I think after the first half, we kind of knew that we were in the final. So I don't think there was any point that we thought that San Luis was going to come into the second and beat us 4-0 at halftime. I just didn't think. So for me, it was a good feeling, and it was something that I think we all wished for, and I'm happy that we got it.
Oh yeah, we definitely got it. And I don't know, AJ, was it a bit of a surprise to you to see that America was so dominant and yet so persistent to keep on scoring in this away leg, knowing that if you even took a 2-0 victory to the Azteca, you probably had a lot of favor go your way?
Yeah, no, I felt confident in this team just doing what they had to do. Just, you know, even like the spots like being up like 3-0 the half, you just knew from this team's like, no, we want more. That's like the whole thing you got to keep in mind. Think of it as like, it's still 0-0, you still got 45 minutes left to play. Definitely score, adding more goals to the aggregate than go away at home comfortably, just knowing that for the most part, like, you most likely to the final, you know, just to have a good first showing for the fans to see, like, know how the team going to be playing into the first game, the first leg of any series, the most important one, something that could be a determining factor. You know, maybe, and if you don't show up in that first game, you may have a chance at the second one, but sometimes, you know, some series can maybe be determined by that first game. America looked at it that way. They did a strong showing away at Alfonso Lastras, 5-0 comfortably, and everyone could comfortably even say that, yeah, America are already steal their way into the final. They got their ticket to it. So yeah, no, confident with the team, with the way that they performed in that first game.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice. I mean, the feeling is all in all, you can say and describe it was as nice, because, like Christian mentioned, you don't want to necessarily say it after the first leg that you're into the final, but you have such a big, solid gap that you're thinking, well, yeah, we probably are in, you know? And I saw our buddy Miggy online posted, it was a gif of Kobe Bryant saying, you know, it's just basically saying the job's not done, right? Like, there's still a second leg to do, which we'll talk about, because I think none of us, I think, expected the game to unfold the way it did. And some of us did expect for America to be a little bit more relaxed, but I don't think any of us expected them to be as poor as they were on Sunday. But again, as much as frustrations were built up that day, at the end of the day, you walk away with, well, we're still in the final. Like, you know, like, what can I complain about? So, yeah, interesting. Chris, Kevin has the interpretation that you were supposed to be shirtless after this reveal. I don't know exactly whether or not he took that just kidding as a joke itself, but
I'm always shirtless when I don't have the camera. That's what I was trying to say, not that I'm gonna come out shirtless.
So there you go, Kevin. There's your answer being your question being answered, excuse me. But yeah, I mean, walk me through kind of your just interpretation and your feelings of the game after Wednesday. You see the result, you see the scoreline, you see the way that we perform. I mean, hats off to the team and Jardinev for pushing the team to continue to go forward. I mean, were you just like, okay, that's it. Boom, we're into the final. Don't even need to show up on Sunday, because we could have just not showed up on Sunday. We would have lost that game 3-0.
Saturday,
excuse me. We would have lost that game 3-0, you know, by default. And we somehow would still have made it into the final.
I mean, that's exactly what we did. We didn't show up on Saturday. I mean, we're being honest. Yeah. Like, we'll get into it a little bit later, but and I'm sure we're gonna have a different discussion, because I think it's 2v2 on the performances aspect of what happened on Saturday, but mm-hmm. We'll get into that. But So I guess at the end of the day, the whole big picture was to make it to the final. That's I think I speak for all of us and said that, you know, after the final whistle blown, we kind of just, that was all that was on our mind. Who are we going to play? Is it going to be Tigres or is it going to be Pumas, and how are we going to start?
Yeah. And then I think the preparations started, you know, from the get-go. I think after the first game, you kind of thought, okay, maybe it might go towards Tigres' direction, which it ultimately ended up going to. But I think you start planting your head in either scenario, and then once you have a definitive answer, you kind of run with that. So we'll see how well Jarinet plants his side, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But yeah, let's talk about Saturday. Let's just get it done and dusted with. All right, so AJ and Chris are on the side of who cares what happens. We had the ticket already secured on after Wednesday's game. Doesn't even matter if we showed up with just nothing but U15 players out there. And then there's me and Christian who are on this side saying, you know what? I think it shows a lot of character as to how you come and play a game like that. And the fact that you played in such a lackadaisical way where you didn't really necessarily show up shows a bad image, not just for the team, but the institution as a whole. And so, Chris, I want you to defend your side. Why was it okay for America to lose 2-0 against San Luis and really not even put their hands in the fire necessarily?
Well, for me, it's several things. For starters, you have to let San Luis come to you in that. San Luis wasn't doing that. Secondly, I think it becomes one of these situations where, let's say America does go all out, right? Our offense just goes all out. We get an injury. Well, this is not the time for injuries. We're already in. Like you guys said, we didn't want to publicly say it, right? A lot of us were just like, it's football. Anything could happen. We've seen a couple years ago, I think Cruz Azul had a 5-0 lead against Pumas, and then Pumas scored 5 or 6 on them. So obviously, like, you have to just respect your opponent, even though they're not in the same level, you could say, right? So for me, I guess there's perspectives, right? I'm not okay with that performance for the home crowd. Because for me, it's just, you know, you're kind of stealing money from them in a way. From a just a full perspective of everything, don't go and risk anything. Go and just let them come to you because they're going to open up. And they have to open up in order to try to even score 6 on it. And they weren't even doing that. León didn't do that either, if we're being honest. So I think that's just the mindset. I will say, though, I won't be happy to do that against Tigres. I think Tigres have shown in the past final that if you were to just relax and sit back, they're going to score on it. And that's the only thing I'll say on that. But personally, I was okay. You know, 6 goals was way too much for them. I'm like, okay, the result doesn't even matter, if we're being honest. Like, a 2-0 doesn't matter. I don't know if you guys didn't answer my question in the chat, but before the game started, I asked you, which result would you guys be, like, worried, even if we don't get eliminated? Like, a 2-0, 3-0, and I'm sure, like, you guys are going to say it's not necessarily the result, but the performance, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I think it's the performance. I mean, I didn't walk away from that game on Saturday and think, oh, my gosh, we're doomed. Like, I didn't necessarily think this is the America we're going to get for the final. It's just frustrating seeing and knowing exactly what this team is capable of and underperforming in such a terrible way. It's just, I don't know. Christian, what's your rebuttal to Chris's argument?
It's just like, so you look at the 11, and obviously we're going to go with rotations. Even after the first game, we all kind of knew that there was a chance there was going to be at least four to five rotations in that starting 11 because it'd be the smart thing to do, you know? We're in the final already. There's no need to risk your best guys. I understand that. However, though, you look at our replacements for those starters, Cabecita, Richard Sanchez, Leo Suarez, Chava Reyes, Isra Reyes. Like, these could all be starters on different teams. And we're going to be honest, that 11 that we put out is still better than San Luis's best 11, if we're being honest. So to go in there, in home, at the Azteca, you're not proving that. You're not proving that you basically deserve to wear the jersey. You're not proving that you can answer the call and say, okay, listen, all you got to do is just make things easy for us. Just go out there, score one goal. That's all you had to do, literally, just score one goal in the first half. All you had to do and the whole game was going to wind out. Like, nothing else was going to happen. It could have been 1-1, 1-0. I promise we're not having them. But the fact that we weren't able to do that with the players that we had on the field, and even when we brought on the starters, it kind of didn't seem like we were going to do that. But they still scored another one on us, even when we brought on the starters. So it's just like, it's just a terrible performance. It's not a performance that, like Chris said, was worthy of the America crowd, the Azteca crowd that, you know, paid a lot of good money to go see their team in a semifinal. That was a semifinal worthy performance. And it just, like I said, just shows a bad image, a bad representation of what the club does.
AJ, I saw a lot of division on Twitter. A lot of Americanistas kind of falling on your guys' side, being like, who cares? We're in the final already. Like, let's go. And a lot of Americanistas kind of on our end, too, saying this is kind of disgraceful. How are you going to put on that type of performance? This is a semifinal. You're at home. You're in front of your home crowd. It's almost a sellout. Like, you know, have more respect, have more dignity to put on a performance. Tell me, why do you fall on your side of the category that you thought, okay, this is fine? Like, I think you even said it yourself, like, I'm not even taking this game as serious, just as much as the players are.
I mean, when you look at the margin of, like, 5-0, I know it's awful, but anything can happen. But when you hear a statistic that San Luis, since the start of their club, have never scored that many goals in a single game alone since they were in Ascenso. And when you're facing against a team like America, which, if I'm trying to think, I don't think they even beat us. I think they've only beat us like once or twice, maybe during the time we played against each other. In a game like this, they know they have to do everything to their ability to even manage 6 goals, because that's what they need. Even if they scored 5, we're still going to move ahead because of the table. We invite Sonics to do everything they possibly can. They put out the best starting 11. And the fact that these players didn't really take advantage of it against an America side, which it was a mix of a first team and a second team, Sonics didn't bring anything. It's like they were doing it to their abilities. We were given the opportunity to come for our final third. They were doing what they possibly can, and they just couldn't do it. Even maybe some of the players who just seemed like this task is impossible, we got 2, but that's not going to be enough. There's some of those little players that these players didn't have like any kind of idea. So on my end, it's just like the players know in their head that like they got this, even though you should never really underestimate any opponent, because I feel like in a way like you're kind of like showing like a lack of respect for other teams, but at the same time, that other team, you're giving them all the opportunities in a way. It's like, all right, see what the other team do, and we invite them to our side of the pitch, what they can do. They just ended up never doing nothing really, despite us just, you know, having a team based with the first and second. They didn't show up to the occasion. They didn't make the most out of their opportunities. That's on San Luis' fault at the end. So I really feel like I was fine with this, and not necessarily it's going to be like, hopefully, God forbid, this is how this team is going to play against Tigres. I really do not want to see Jardine going to put in like the same thing. Is like, oh yeah, I'm going to put one half of the first game and then the other half of the second. And I also feel like as well, we really don't want to be showing Eric King the game plan that we have to Tigres in this final, which I feel is an important thing. I understand the thing where it's like, in every single game, you should play your best starting 11. But then you can think of like some of the other things, you know, like a risk of injury to one of our best players. Like if it could be like Quinones, for example, we lose him. It's like, oh, that's one of like our best providers in terms of the attack and being able to create opportunities out of the way. So then you, at that point, you don't really want to risk anyone. And second of all, you don't really want to show to Pumas or Tatis by when the game wasn't this decided what our game plan's going to be. So, you know, I think Jerry Nels took this chance to opportunity. It's like, okay, the bench haven't played in some time. The players who are on the bench usually come in for the second half. He's going to give them the opportunity to see what they can do, which ultimately this game, we didn't really produce much, but I feel like just the team was just more in a relaxed state, really weren't going to be going all out. I understand the complaints that people were there now are saying, like, these players shouldn't, like, these players who were on the bench that started in the second game shouldn't play for America. But at the same time, you're looking at this team, it's like, but did this team really give their 100% throughout the full 90 minutes? In my opinion, I don't think they did, really. So that's why I fall on my end to where I was just relaxing, just saying, we got this in a bag. We're good. There's nothing to stress out about. The only way they literally would have scored 6 if we just sat on the pitch and literally did nothing, as if like we were in some kind of protest. Probably the only other way they could have scored the 6 goals on the pitch.
Don't say that, because then Gignac is going to get, you know, all happy thinking he's going to be able to score from the get-go. Look, I understand your guys' argument, and I'm not going to discredit it. I'm not going to say, no, you're wrong, because you guys do make some very good, compelling arguments in the fact that, yes, this game is already 1-4. Why risk a couple of players? But I'm also falling towards Christian's side. If I am a bench player playing for America, knowing that I'm going to be in a final to potentially win the mythical 14th, I want to just work my ass off and know that I'm going to be able to try to impress the manager, to try to get a spot here or there, maybe even minutes, to give him that confidence to be like, you know what, if something goes south, I want him to be thinking of me first, to come on and be able to kind of switch the play up, or try to maybe even be the hero coming off the bench. But no one really cared, I think. Like, I honestly thought Cabecita was going to come off because he was having a terrible game. Absolutely a shocker of a game.
You have the players. Even with the, like I said, even with the 11 out there, it shouldn't have been like the performance that we gave. Me and you, Ivan, we bring up the example from last year against Puebla. You know, mm-hmm. that series was already done and dusted too. And we still came to the second, and we still scored 4 or 5 on them with the B team. There was nothing hard about that. The same thing. Puebla had to come to us. They had to score because they were the ones down. Same exact scenario. It's just, we just took it and we're going to end it here. We're not going to let you guys breathe for a second. So why couldn't that be repeated again in the semifinal?
Yeah. And I mean, it's just frustrating because we wanted to see better. And to be honest, it came from Harine. I think he even came out and he said, you know, it was a calculated risk. It was making sure that we came in with fresh legs with some of these players that had a lot of minutes, aka Fidalgo.
We all knew what was going to happen, right? But I think we're all in agreement that rotations were going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know why he told his bench players just take it easy. Like if they're the ones that need to be worried about.
If he's so afraid of the injury aspect of it, I understand it and I get it. But I don't think that warrants a performance like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I agree.
Even though you're not giving 100, I still think you could still beat St. Louis not playing at 100. I'm not saying go out there and win 4 or 5-0. I know that that's probably going to be unlikely and was definitely unlikely from the get-go. A 0-0, a 1-0, like that wasn't possible.
Can I add that he used to coach that team and maybe there's a lot of respect from his side? It's easy for us to say, like, oh, it's St. Louis, right? But he trained with majority of those players.
No, I get it, but it's just like,
so there's a respect, you know, and he knows the coach because it was his assistant, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So there's a respect. Maybe it was just like they know something about me, or I know something about them, you know. And then the day, bro, we can't underestimate in this sport. Like, to an extent, we do, right? To an extent, we look at salaries, to an extent, we look at rosters, talent, whatever, coaches. But like, what if we opened up and the players that you're talking about having a bad game still have a bad game, and they opened up and they Richard is still having a bad game, Cabecita still having a bad game, Israel Reyes is still having a bad game. It's more realistic, you know. Like Malagón did block several.
If it wasn't for him, we would have conceded those 5.
So like, I get what you guys are saying, but at the same time, if he doesn't play the way he played, those goals that Malagón does block, like, they end up happening because, I mean, a goalkeeper could only block, like, how many shots, you know?
But that's also the thing, though. Like, San Luis was knocking on the door, basically, so to say. Right? So Malagón had to keep making those shots. What happens when you score a goal on them? Now they have to score
what's over.
7.
Yeah. No, 6.
You're looking at your teammate. Bro, we got to score 7 now?
Like, yeah.
Damn. Bro, yeah. Like, why am I going to continue to just peg if I'm not going to score 7 anymore?
I do agree with that. I just wanted one goal.
One nothing, a 1-1 even. I don't care. Don't give me that bullshit. You gave me that. I get that.
All right. Well, I'm curious to hear where this because we know Christian, you and me, we fall on one side. AJ, Chris fall on the other side. I'm curious to hear where our beloved Cowboy falls under the category of, was it the result okay, or did you expect more from this America side or demand more from America? Dylan, welcome to the pod.
Man, Ivan, how long I was in college, you know, me and you talked about a couple of finals. I know it's been a while since I have, but honestly, and this might be an unpopular opinion, I don't care, because we're still in the finals. That's all that matters. Okay. I ain't going to read much into it. Honestly, yeah, I guess how it is. So, but I can think, like, sure, I can see both sides of the stick here, but I think I'm probably in the middle. Honestly, like, look, like, we broke this curse, you know, of semifinals season ending, especially the heartbreak that everybody talked about. But damn, like, I'm happy to be here. Like, we're talking about a final thing. So, like, that's just where I want to be. I care less about that weekend, too. Like, here we are. Let's just go. Let's just rock and roll. Like, let's go. Like, I ain't care. Like, I'm but now, like, let's go. Come on.
So you would say that, you know, it's better that it happened. Well, yeah, right. It's better that it happened now than in any other situation. Well,
yeah, 1,000%.
No, I like it. I like Dylan's train of thought here. I think it's shifted a lot of us in the right direction. But yeah, you're right. It's been, like we mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, four years since we've been in a situation like this, gentlemen. I mean, yes, at the end of the day, we'll chalk it up to either poor mentality or just a bad coaching decision. But at the end of the day, don't worry, I'll fix that right now. But at the end of the day, you get the ticket, and that's kind of what you wanted. But now here we go. We got Tigres. Well, how do you guys feel about that? You guys think this is... I'll throw it to you, AJ, first. Is this a perfect opportunity to get revenge after that terrible Christmas?
Of course. I still have haunting memories. I mean, I'm wearing the exact same jersey where these players ended up losing on that exact day. So, the opportunity for this team to get revenge for that. And two, don't forget the revenge of the women's team. I not want to witness these win for both for the women's league and the men's league. I not want to see that. So, it's a perfect time for America to finally capitalize, get their revenge. It's been a while since also been in a final two. So, I really want America, you know, to go all out. So I think it's, you know, why America are worthy of winning that 14th and why they're in Moscow than the name.
Well, all righty then. Okay. I like it. Chris, your initial thoughts on having Tigres as an opponent?
Stylistically, I'm a little bit worried just because I think this is a better Tigres than the one that Chivas faced last year. I think we're seeing a more informed team. I'm not saying I don't believe in our team, right? But I do think our last two Liguillas didn't give war. Like León or San Luis didn't really give us much if compared to what, you know, Pumas and Tigres just had, or just in general. I'm sure you guys probably agree to an extent. These games haven't really felt like other Liguilla games. Other Liga games, you feel like it's toe-to-toe, and maybe León gave us that in the first game, but second game wasn't that. So from a style perspective, a little bit worried, but I'm confident, I do believe in our players. I do think stylistically, while they might not be the best matchup against us, I think stylistically we're not the best for them either. You know, I think we're capable of punching them in the mouth. And I think they also have their center back. I think this is also a game for Henry Martin to really become a referente for this club historically. And I think Tigres has that weakness in their squad to give them those opportunities.
All right. Okay. Dylan, I know you said you're ready to punch him in the mouth, and just like Chris mentioned on right now, your thoughts on Tigres and the eventual lineup that we're going to be facing against them?
Yeah, like I said,
you know, especially I think this is a little bit more, especially for some of the players, because I think the one thing that you always decide is that a bunch of players, they've been playing together for a while now. And who's one player that playing is that some players have played with for the vibe. You know, I think because the interview that he had that he wants to lift the trophy and that kind of thing. I think that a lot of the players, especially those that played with him, you know, I think they're looking at it as like not gonna lift nothing at our home stadium. So could have stayed with us and lifted it with us, but you're not. So I think there's a lot to play for. I think it's going to be a pretty chippy series, especially if you know, some of these players are you know, going to play a little bit aggressive. You know, I think we're going to see that. But obviously not too aggressive. Hopefully that one of the medical players is off. But you know, I just think there's a lot to play for. Not since that, like I said, it's been a while since we've been the final, but just factors, just you know, beat this Red Hill team that you know, everybody I was talking about. I think there's a lot that's going to come out. That's why I'm not worried about what happened, because I feel like there's a lot more going on. Like,
no, yeah, okay. Ultimately, I agree with you in that sense. Christian, does this matchup yet again kind of solidify the sense that they are our true Clásico?
You know, it's funny you say that, because I've been seeing a lot of discussion now recently. Is this the nuevo Clásico with Fútbol Mexicano, right? It just seems like this is the only team that risen up to the occasions in terms of meeting us in high-intense matches. We've had a lot of finals with them recently. 3, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
or 4, actually. Yeah. We had two league finals, one CONCACAF Champions League final, one Campeones.
And now this one.
I think it's 4, and now this will be the 5th one. Right, yeah. So like I said, this is the only team in recent years who has been toe-to-toe with those defense matches. In terms of just the overall game, I'm feeling actually pretty confident against Tigres. I know Chris had mentioned that we haven't really been, I guess, tested in a strong way this league, yeah, which you're right, I don't think we have either. But if we look at what Tigres done this league, they really haven't been tested either. So they tied 2-2 in their first leg against Puebla. So they struggled against Puebla. And the only reason why they beat them so badly at home is because they had a red card. They beat Pumas in the ida, Pumas had a red card. They beat Pumas in la vuelta, Pumas had a red card. You know, so they've always played teams with 10 men. So they haven't really been tested 11v11, like, strongly. And the time that they did against Pumas in the vuelta, Pumas almost went up 2-0 on them in their house if it wasn't for the Tina Huerta miss. So it seems like they struggled a little bit going against good 11s. And I think that we are the best 11 in the league. So hopefully that kind of just, or Jardinelli sees that, maybe adapts to it a little bit and kind of almost doesn't let Tigres into their game or don't let them play their game. I know that that's easier said than done, especially when the first game being over there. We do have our work cut out, because I think this is the only thing that could beat us. So, you know, it's time to see what that is really made up and what these players are really made up, and if they really are the ones to bring home the 14.
You know what the interesting thing about this matchup is? It feels like this is going to be the first time we're going to see these two teams go at it head to head. Because the game that we had during the regular season, América was already qualified, right? We didn't need to even show up again to that game. We were already points ahead of Monterrey.
It didn't matter if they won or lost, right? They were...
Yeah, no matter what they did, they were still going to be in that position. So it didn't really matter. So we kind of saw that being reflected out on the pitch. We got that dull and that very boring 0-0 at the Volcán. But we all kind of left like, it's okay. Like, yeah, we could have won it. They could have won it. No one really wanted to kind of, you know, push on the gas pedal.
Matchup?
Huh?
Was that the last matchup of the season?
Yeah.
So that was a break game, right? But I remember Christian was upset about that, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, because Layún missed it at the end, but he had a chance to score.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why. But see, even then, though, we didn't even play at 100, and we still almost won that game.
Yeah, exactly. Like, not even Diego Valdez.
Right, exactly. And the players have already been at double cap, so they know what it's like. Maybe, obviously, it's not going to be the same atmosphere on Thursday, right? But at least they know the pitch now. They're a little familiar. Now, Tigres, this Tigres 11 hasn't been to our Azteca yet.
Yeah, no, they haven't. And not in the environment that I think it's definitely going to be. I mean, no, tickets are crazy right now. I don't think it's going to be a sellout, like 100% a sellout.
Both stadiums are going to sell out for sure.
Yeah. No, of course. And I think Americanistas is going to follow in what Miguel Ayun said after the San Luis game, right? That he says that they apologize for the result and how they played, but that they need their support come Sunday, that they needed to make a living hell for the Tigres players. They didn't know that we were playing Tigres at the time, but whoever we were going to be playing, they had to make, I think he said, an infierno. So
right.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very intense. But like you mentioned, I think this is a good matchup and it should be fun. It should be fun to watch. Although I know a lot of us are not going to be having fun watching it just because of everything that's on the line. It's been so long. The promised land, it's just two games away. So I mean we'll have to wait to see. But yeah, let's talk Tigres and what America needs to do in order to make sure that we lift that trophy. Christian, give me your predicting start 11 and then we'll kind of go from there.
I think we don't change anything. We just go what's been working for us, right? We have Malagón in net. Actually, this is actually the talking point of the whole podcast is, who do we start at right back? Do we go with the player we've been playing in Miguel Layún, which I know many people are not going to like it, right? And including myself, but he actually has been playing pretty well. Really hasn't been messing up that much. And it seems like, you know, Kevin's injury or his sickness has been taking a toll on him. Because even the times he did play, he didn't look at 100 and it seemed like he was making these little rookie mistakes. So I do think Garcia is going to go with Layún for the first leg. So we'll put Layún, Cáceres, Igor, and Luis Fuentes in the back line. Fidalgo and Jonathan Santos in the midfield. On the right, it would be Alex Sendejas. On the left, it would be Quiñones. Behind the striker would be Diego Valdez, and our striker would be Andy.
Okay. Do any of you object to that? Anything to add on to that? Take away anything? You guys are all good with that? No one's going to say anything about the whole Miguel Ayun situation.
Well, I mean, if Kevin's 100, then give me Kevin. But at this rate, I mean, what else are you going to put in Miguel Ayun back?
No.
So, I'm getting nervous with this matchup against Guignac. Please, no.
It's tough, because obviously we signed Kevin for this reason. But this very moment that we're about to live on Thursday and Sunday is the reason why we signed Kevin Alvarez. And the fact that unfortunately, he's not at 100. I don't think he's still at 100. It just sucks that we may have to go in with Miguel Layún, but granted, he hasn't been playing that bad.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Who do you rather have marking Lainez? Which I know is the obvious answer, but based on this Liguilla, are you comfortable with Layún? Because that's he's not playing bad offensively. He's not playing bad. But defensively, you see Sendejas drop a lot to help him out, and it's cost Sendejas' game. There's a lot of criticism for him, but because he's dropping back and helping Layún out.
Right.
When Kevin Alvarez is out there, he's not doing that much, and you see a better version of
Sendejas. In the Vuelta, it was Kevin starting, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And then that's how I think they had one good play with Kevin and Alex on that right side. It seems like they just understand each other, because I guess that's just the way they've been playing all season long, right? So you may opt for, I guess, the experience per se, that aspect. But like I said, though, if he's not at 100, do you risk it in a final?
That is going to be the big question for Harina to answer. I think we can all agree that all those other 10 players are non-movable, right? I mean, you stick with what you got. That's going to be the real question. I am very curious to see what is going to be leaked in the next upcoming days. I think with the training, we usually get an idea of what Harine wants to play a day or two before. So again, we'll see what happens. I think tomorrow's going to be a big day training wise, and then we'll go from there. But I think, like Dylan said, if you don't have a Kevin that's at 100%, you put in Layún, who seems to be playing, and I think it's very motivating, seeing as how he is about to retire, and this is kind of his kind of last hurrah, is kind of ideal situation to kind of finish his career at the top. So, I mean, we'll see. I think we might be in good hands in that sense regardless. Look, whoever is going to be playing on that wing is going to have to come and drop and help regardless. Quiñones is already going to have to do it with Fuentes because Lord knows that man gets burned for pace, but just the right-hand side is going to have to develop with that. And I know the criticism has fallen under Sendejas, but I honestly, I see it too, Chris. I see him dropping. I see him doing kind of the dirty work. And just because he's not being as productive up front as we usually have him do, I'm okay with it because I still see that hustle. I still see that work. Sure, a couple of passes may not string along, but you still see kind of that heart and that dig of, okay, I need to go and I need to push. And so I'm okay with Sendejas starting there. And Leo Suarez definitely didn't fill any of us with confidence after that game against San Luis. So we'll see there. AJ, what is the one thing that this America side needs to do that needs to get perfect, like to the T, away at Tigres in order to walk away with a good result?
The final third, that's the most important thing. Scoring goals in that first game at the Volcan is most important. The Volcan is a fortress. Any team that visits there, Tigres are always going to give them the hardest time. With us having guys, you know, like Henry Martin, Diego Valdez, Julián Quiñones, as the four guys we look at when it comes to scoring those goals, Quiñones has got to capitalize on those chances we get because there's been like times to fight him, like contributing a lot and scoring goals in important games for us. We just need to make the most of the opportunity to get because we're looking at these defense and we're looking at those center backs. I definitely think he can take advantage of those guys. It's just up to him to put that ball in the back of the net. If you gain that pass from Sendejas or from Valdez or Henry, who tends at times not even wanting to shoot, you give that chance to whoever he can find. So that's for Quiñones. I just need Quiñones to put that ball in the back of the net. That's all I need from him. With Valdez as well, you know, just for him to just get those good looks at goals. We've seen him. We see that he has a shot outside the box. Now, if you could take Angel's chance, you know, to give, you know, Nahuel Guzman a scare, I would like to see that win it for Henry. After coming back from injury, he's been really key for America on the attack again. He didn't even set up plays for his team, which is really good. He even scored goals too when he was like a really great cross. So, and for Sendejas, just for him to just keep doing his best thing, just hope he doesn't have to drop back too much to Leon. You know, I think it's going to be inevitable that he's going to have to drop back. But if hopefully we can depend on Leon to do his job in securing like Ness and let Alan Sendejas do his thing in that final third with Valdez, Quiñones, and Henry, that would be wonderful. So, all I look for this America side is in that final third, take your chances. Convert those chances into goals.
And hopefully goals into titles. Kevin saying he might go shirtless if we lift that 14th. So I think we'll all go with you there, Kevin. I think we'll all go shirtless.
We take a shot in the pod.
Straight from the trophy.
14 till. Shots.
Oh, damn. You're gonna die. Alrighty. Well, Dylan, I've mentioned this throughout this whole Liguilla series. The most important thing for this America side is going to be the fundamentals, right? The thing that's carried them so much throughout this season is going to be just that much more detrimental come Liguilla. We've seen them in a couple of games, especially the San Luis first leg. When they do things right, things click, and it seems like no one really has an answer for it. And at least no one in this league has had one. What is it that you're looking at in regards to all of this? What does America need to do besides this whole final third?
I think the good run in the midfield that what's been is going to be key to a lot of the two other final third. When you look at the way, especially the San Luis game, the second leg, John, I think Chris mentioned it. I think it was John said, like, you know, he can tell the difference, especially when Richard was in there too, and how some of these players make a difference. But I really get to look at the midfield because that you have some options there. Obviously, got to go in and John starting like Chris said, that's what we're kind of thinking and what's been kind of working for us too. But you know, if these players can't go the whole going to be the next person up. So I think this midfield is going to be key, especially in controlling and, you know, getting the ball back, you know, getting it to, you know, either Valdez, Quiñones, or Henry somehow. Give us a shot to walk away, even if it's just before a goal in the book.
I agree. Goals are important. And even if you can just get one and kind of run with it, it's going to be important. Chris, you talked about styles and how this Tigres style might match up against this America style. Defensively speaking, what do we need to be on the lookout for?
The wing. We need to be able to stop Lainez, Luis Quiñones. I think Córdoba moves to the right a lot too. That's why I think stylistically we're not as well matched up against them. Because if it is Layún, you know, you have Lainez who is playing very good. You know, a lot of people hate on him and stuff, but if really watch those theaters game, he is a very key player for them. You gotta have someone on him, and I think even if it's Kevin Alvarez, I do think Sendejas dropped a little bit more with him. I think it's gonna be one of those things where you see these players drop a little bit more. And on the left side, we're the same thing. Luis Fuentes, right? I think Luis Fuentes isn't as bad at defending, but he does get comfortable going up a bit, and it becomes one of those situations where he goes up, you're gonna start seeing those gaps that we against Tigres is gonna be very dangerous. And if you have a Ibáñez or a Quiñac in the center, it becomes a very ugly situation. I'm comfortable with our center backs, but it's hard not to look at Cáceres and say, you know, you have a history of messing up. Will it happen in this final? Hopefully not, but you can't give those opportunities where they could be error.
I opt for the option of bringing in Ramón Juárez for the second leg if need be, because Cáceres does worry me. In just this trajectory of always having a big mistake in big games. So, I mean, let's hope for the best. I mean, I think this is a perfect opportunity for Cáceres to right his wrongs as well, to kind of expunge everything that we kind of correlate him with, all these negative things. But we'll have to wait and see. Christian, talk to me about your key player, not for just Thursday, before this series. Who needs to step up and have a big, big 180 minutes?
It's going to be our number 10, Diego Valdez. I think if he can really, really get back into like the true form that we all know he showed throughout the season, I don't think there's anyone stopping. I don't think there's anyone better than him in the whole league when he's in that mode. And when he's distributing plays to Sendejas, when he's distributing plays to Quiñones, when he's making those passes to Henry, and he's associating himself with Hidalgo and Quiñones, and they're just making these triangle plays, giving goals, screens. It's a whole different world out there for us on the offensive side. And like you guys said, the only way we're going to win a championship is if we score goals. And we're going to need our number 10 to really, really light this one up. Just make their CDM and their backline to live in hell. We all know he has the potential to do so. It's just about showing up on the day. He has two games to do that, and hopefully we get the best out of him.
All right. Diego Valdez, I like it. Hopefully, because he had a shocker of a game against San Luis. I mean, just couldn't control a ball, couldn't pick a pass. I just hope he was getting everything bad out of his system come these two games against Tigres. He's nothing but a showstopper, so. Let's see what happens. Dylan, I have a hunch as to who your man's going to be, but I'm still going to ask you, who is that man that needs to be detrimental for this America to lift the 14th?
Well, I'm going to come out of left field here, because not who you think it's going to be. I'm actually going to go with Layún. Especially if Kevin is not going to game. And I say that because this man knows what it by the close. Sure, you know, his second stint, you know, it hasn't, you know, but obviously, like Christian said, he hasn't been playing too bad. But I think this man knows what to do. I think this guy knows that he has a lot to live for him, because he wants to go out on top. So he's seen this team before too. Been with the club, like I mentioned, and there's a lot riding because, you know, first thing, you know, I think back to the 2013 final against Missouri, first title I've seen club live. But I think that's what he wants. I think that's what he's playing. I think that's where we're going to see a different Miguel Layún, even better than what the one has. So I'm really looking for him, especially since we talked about that right side, and you know, it's going to be a little trouble for when it comes to defending. So I'm looking at him to have really, I think, what would be the best last 2 years of his career, you know, especially with the club, a club that's really propelled, especially whenever he's gone to Europe. You know? I think this is going to be a great way for him to end for him too, if he can step up and just be a key player, especially on that right hand side.
And he knows what it is to win a title against Tigres. So mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right? Got to channel that inner thought, inner feeling, and it's going to be interesting nonetheless. But all right, AJ, who is your man for this final?
I want to go ahead and Martin. This is the game where I truly feel like if he can lift himself the 14th plus, I think he's solidified himself as a club legend for this team. And since his comeback from injury, he's been vital to this entire team on the attack and on this thing end as well. He's got himself good solid amount of goals, solid amount of assists, and he's been giving his 110% every single game that he's been playing for us ever since coming back from injury. When he first got injured, it was a blow to this team. Thankfully, the team was able to work with him, and now that Henry Martin's back, he's been key in our run to this final. And I feel like that's going to be the guy that I'm going to be looking at to be scoring the goals for America. He's done all. He's doing a lot as a player since the first time. We looked at him as some guy who only scored, I think, what, less than 20 goals, like over 100 something game with Tijuana, and we criticized like this is the guy we're gonna look at for the goals. We're going now years later to be signed this guy, and he's just grown tremendously as a player, becoming a captain of this team, showing up into the big games, and now he has himself to win another title with America. And I feel like this is the man who's going to be key in order for America to lift that 14th.
All right. And like, I think, I don't remember who mentioned it, but has an opportunity to really kind of institutionalize himself as a legend, you know? And I think it was Chris who said it, yeah, as a legend of this club. And really, that's what he can be if he lifts up that trophy. So it'll be interesting. Chris, who is your man for this final?
Man, I want to name a bunch of players, but I'm being honest with you. I think it's hard to pick one because it's situational football, right? It really depends on how the game goes and everything. But I'm going to have to say Fidalgo. I think I was leaning a little bit to Kevin Alvarez, but then I really thought, you know, what if, right? And I don't think this game will be live or die based on Layún, but I do think it might be live or die depending on Fidalgo and even Jonathan Dos Santos. I think this is going to be, like many games, a battle of the midfield. And I think Fidalgo, in the last game, it showed that we missed Fidalgo. I think Richard Sanchez is on his, I think Jonah is just a perfect partnership with him. And I think Fidalgo really needs to show, like, hey, like, I'm here to make my mark, and if it's almost time to leave, or I want everyone, I came here for one reason, and that's for championship. And you guys are gonna remember me with championship. There's a lot of players, bro, that have left marks in our club that didn't win anything. And I don't think Fidalgo wants to be that. So for me, it has to be Fidalgo. I think Fidalgo needs to show why everyone loves him, right? Needs to show that all those stats mean something. And while I do agree Henry Martin also has to, from a longevity thing with the club, right? I think Fidalgo is just there with him. I think Fidalgo needs to show, hey, like, I'm wearing a legendary number. Everyone loves me. Everything just has to be perfect for him. And then, like last season, right, he causes a final or a final appearance in against Chivas, so it's not haunting them or anything, but at the same time, I do think for him, it's like, I can't be remembered for that. I have to be remembered for this. So I think everything has to go perfect, or if it's not perfect, this has to be one of the greatest from Fidalgo in this club.
Yeah, and you know what? He seems like the type of player that really wants to put this team on his shoulders, and so I think Christian will agree with this. Whenever he's not on the pitch, we miss him, and we miss him dearly. So.
I try to say that, but Brian doesn't agree with me.
Yeah, well, I think you might be converting Brian to a believer if Fidalgo does end up lifting that trophy. So we'll see. As far as my player for this tournament, and I know a lot of you are going to think, wow, really, that guy. But look, I'm going Quiñones.
I expected him.
He's gonna say Quiñones. He's gonna put all the pressure on the guy he doesn't like.
Yeah, look, as much as I call him a fraud and everything, like, I need him to just completely. AJ, you mentioned this early in the podcast too. You need him to score, and I need him to be critical in front of goal. Like, he can have a hat trick and I'll be the happiest person in the world. Like, that's fine. Like, I don't care. Like, I do not want to see this man do bad in an America jersey. It just frustrates me every time he does. But I feel like a lot is riding on him. Like, he was the signing for America, not just for America, but the league in general kind of took a pause and was like, okay, he's going to America. He's going to have to do big things. And these are the games in where you have to fulfill those shoes, right? Not necessarily ones we were asking him to fill, but he kind of put himself in that role, right? And so now I expect him to go on and do big things for this America side in 180 minutes. Do what he did in Atlas. Like, take on players, score amazing goals, like, just jaw-dropping moments. That is what we want to see in an America jersey. And, like, I don't know. I had said something when we were talking. Dylan and AJ, maybe it was when I was talking to you guys. We were recording a podcast way earlier back in the season. I said, if Quiñones was the reason why we won a championship, I was going to do something. I'd have to go back to that episode to see what my punishment is going to be if and when that does happen. But ultimately, he is detrimental to this America side just as much as Henry has been, just as much as Diego Valdez is, just as much as Zendejas or Fidalgo and all that stuff. It's just when everything meshes and when everything clicks and when he is at his best, I think this is an America side that's unstoppable. And really, that's how this America side has to be. So, I'm going to ask for you guys' predictions come Thursday. All right? AJ, going with you first.
Let's say 2-1 America. I think we are going to concede a goal, but we'll get ourselves 2 goals so that at least, you know, we got a lead of some sort heading into the Azteca on Sunday.
All right. Okay. Chris, prediction?
For Thursday, 1-1.
1-1.
I'll tell you why I'm going with a tie. And it has more to do with the fact that in our last two matches, we played too comfortable. And I don't want a lead if that's the approach we're going to have, just kind of protect the lead. So I'm cool with a tie, and then I'll give you my prediction for the second.
Okay. All right. A draw it is. Christian, what's your prediction?
I'm going 2-1 America in the first leg.
All right. Just like AJ, 2-1. All right. I like it. Dylan, what are you going with?
I said it earlier, it's going to be a little crappy and everything, but how I think America takes away with the one.
Oh, right. You're right. You took it before I could say it. I like it. Okay. I was also going with that 1-0, which is huge because you take away from that game that you go with an advantage, but you also get a clean sheet. Adds a lot more confidence into that defense. You're going to need it at the Azteca, especially if Diggs is going to be chasing that game, right? You know they're going to come at you full force. But if you said, I shut you out in your stadium, I could shut you out in mine. Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. Interesting. I'm going to ask this just because I asked it last series, and just because I asked it, it happened. But Christian, what are the odds that this game is just done and dusted after the first leg for America?
I think it's about a 5% chance. I think that's just respecting Tigres just a little bit too much, but I can't deny that they, like I said before, they are, in my opinion, the only team that can beat us in this league over a 2-game series. I think they're the only one. Just for that simple reason, I don't think it's going to be over in the first, but if I see a 3-0 in Monterrey on Thursday night, We all may just have to buy our tickets to go to Mexico.
Just did not even go to the stadium, just be outside.
Just go to the parties because
we don't even just go to the stadium, just straight to the Angel.
Yeah.
To celebrate with everybody.
Exactly. I think this is over if it becomes a 3-0 on Thursday. But that being said though, there's a lot of things that has to happen for us, right? I think we have to play even more perfect than what we did against San Luis. And only then that we'll come away with the result. But I think just any win in the first leg, I think should fill us with a great deal of confidence heading in.
All right. Well, let's hope that's the case, right? Let's hope. Well, I'll start reading off some predictions here from the people in the comments section. Yeah. Kevin Perez saying 1-1 away, 2-1 at home. Luis saying Tigres take the 2-1 lead. Then America goes 1-0 the Azteca, aggregate to 2. Hence why he said this game's going to penalties. Oh, Midwestern Cholo saying 1-1 away, but wins 3-1 at home. I like it. I like it.
High blood pressure.
Yeah. Well, he said it himself. He's like, I may develop high blood pressure after Sunday, but it'll be worth it for the chip.
You guys are crazy.
Well, all right. We don't know exactly what's going to happen in the second leg. We can't even go and break it down specifically. But gentlemen, off your guys' predictions, off of what you guys just said, give me your scoreline for the second leg. Dylan, I'll throw it to you.
2-1 America.
2-1 America. Christian.
We're campeones Sunday, boys. 3-1 America.
3-1. All right. I like it. Chris.
3-0 America.
Wow, there is some confidence in you there. All right. Okay. AJ.
We won't get 3, but it'll be a 2-0. I'm confident. Where if America are like in form at the Azteca, no one cannot beat us at the Azteca. Especially if it's a sold out crowd. 2-0 America.
All right. I like it. I like it. Well, I guess all that is left with me, and I'm going with you, AJ. I'm going 2-0 America at the Azteca. We sign it, seal, deal, deliver it. 14th is our. We lift the trophy, and gentlemen, we are again the biggest and continue to be the best club in Mexico. And I'll just throw it out there in all of CONCACAF as well.
The whole world. We're doing the whole world.
The whole world indeed. Well, gentlemen, after talking to you guys, it's made it a lot more real. Butterflies are starting to creep up inside my stomach. We are just less than 48 hours from America playing the first leg. And then hopefully come Sunday at the end of the night, this game is wrapped up and America is lifting that 14th title. So with that said, gentlemen, it's been a crazy ride this season. And whatever happens, I just want to thank all of you deeply from the bottom of my heart. You guys have done an amazing job. AJ, thank you so much for everything you do behind the scenes. Guys, Chris, I know you always come on the podcast whenever it is that we need to record. So thank you so much, Christian. Dylan, I know life gets in the way and it's hectic. It's crazy, but I know you guys are out there in the background doing your thing as well. So thank you guys so much. And of course, most importantly, to all of our listeners, to every single one of you guys in the chat that's always here week in and week out whenever we do record, thank you so much for making this a reality and thank you for helping us continue to be what we are and do what we do. So, gentlemen, all I ask is that you guys go enjoy yourselves, have a wonderful time, enjoy it, and know that at the end of the day, if God permits, we are going to be lifting a trophy and we are all going to go down a little bit in the history books as America lifts that 14th. So, with that said, you guys want to add anything else?
Dios quiere.
All right. Si Dios quiere. I like it. Okay. Anyone else? Yep.
I get to wear it now.
Nice. I like it. Going? I like it.
The question is, are you going?
I'll let you guys know soon.
All right. Christian might be our boots on the ground. We'll see what happens. But yeah. All right, gentlemen. I won't keep you guys tied up any longer. Thank you guys so much. You guys enjoy yourselves. Have some fun. We'll be talking all week. And then, of course, we'll be back next week to hopefully party like America's coming.
We're taking shots. And if we don't win, we're taking shots from sadness.
For the sadness. All right, guys. Well, you guys have a wonderful time. Take care. And as always, as always, remember, guys, Arriba la America. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.